You're listening to the Hello Wyoming Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hey there, and welcome back to the Hello Wyoming Podcast. Today we're discussing the Black Hills Scenic Byway with Linda Ahlers. Hey Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Linda, tell me a little bit about yourself. You actually live off the byway.
I do. I live near Four Corners, Wyoming. Great thing about where I live, I'm above 6,000 feet, so you can't bake there, which I'm sure is nothing anyone wants to know about. But I've been in the tourism business for a very long time, over 30 years. I manage Newcastle Lodge and Convention Center. It's a new 59 unit at the gateway of the Black Hills. I also work for a management company where we have hotels in Wyoming, North Dakota, and new projects in South Dakota. I love the Black Hills of South Dakota and Wyoming, so I'm living my dream right now.
That's perfect, because that being the topic of today's show, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about that area. And to your point about baking, you know, Wyoming has to have some of the greatest bakers out there to deal with the challenges that elevation brings.
I know, and I'm learning. I now have high elevation flour.
Nice. I'm only at 6,000 feet here in Cheyenne, and I tell you, I'm not a great baker myself. All right, we'll jump right into today's topic. The 78-mile Black Hills Scenic Byway winds through the Black Hills of Wyoming that stretch into South Dakota. It's named by the Native Americans because of the color of tree trunks when it rained. This area offers many historic sites and cultural resources, as well as gorgeous vistas, distinctive geological formations, and recreational opportunities. So, Linda, something that sets the Black Hills apart from other natural attractions in Wyoming is its unique geological formations. Can you tell us a bit about what these look like and why, kind of in your own words?
Okay. Well, throughout its history, Wyoming has been uplifted several times during the formation of the Rocky Mountains, which produced below ground level geological formations. From this, our resources that are formed are more coal, oil, and actually salts. So assisting in the production of these natural resources are the fossils of the dinosaurs and other extinct animals that once roamed the area. We have a special experience with an active archaeological dig. The site was featured on the Disney Channel show, which was called Dino Hunters, if any of you have ever seen that. And there are several other digs and sites that are in progress right now in our area. So the other fact that a lot of people do not know about our area is in 1877, the salt springs were discovered in our area. And they started mining salt and shipped it to the gold mines throughout the Black Hills by freight wagon, which took them a long time. So soon after, commercial coal mining began in 1887. And this led to the establishment of Cambria, which is a few miles from the salt springs. But by 1905, the Cambria coal mines were in full production. A new group bought the salt company, and they processed as much as 35,000 pounds of salt every 24 hours. Just think about that. In that time frame, that much salt. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it sounds pretty salty.
Yeah. So Cambria Salt, then they wanted to expand, so they laid a 3.5-mile pipeline to Cambria, where the salt mining plant was located. But as they found, it was expensive. They weren't finding the resources they thought they would. And actually, they never did find it. And in 1909, the property was sold, ending attempts to make salt anymore. And you can find this along our historical markers on your drive through US Highway 85.
That's fascinating. I didn't know salt was used in the mining of gold.
Yeah, they used it to chlorinate the gold and silver. So that was something I didn't know about either until I checked into Cambria.
Gotcha. Learning more on the Hello Wyoming podcast than I thought I would. So while the Black Hills in South Dakota attract a lot of visitors to its attractions, you know, Mount Rushmore being one, Wyoming's Black Hills remain largely undiscovered, untouched, and very serene. As I mentioned, this byway has a lot of historical and cultural significance, particularly in Native American history. Can you tell us a bit about the background of this region?
Well, an interesting thing, while the Native Americans traveled in and out of our area on their sacred journeys into the Black Hills, because the Black Hills were very sacred to them, they really didn't stay in the Weston County area. You can find evidence of their camps. Several ranches around Newcastle still have teepee circles that are visible today that you can go out and see, but they didn't stay. They moved in and out. So one of the things about us as Weston County, you know, our slogan is wide open spaces, and that's what we're all about. And we're about, you know, getting away from it all. So another really interesting fact for us, even though we border the beautiful Black Hills, we also have what's called the Thunder Basin National Grassland. It is a massive prairie habitat. It spans over 550,000 acres. And again, wide open spaces. You can hunt, you can hike, you can fish, you can camp. This massive terrain supports a rich ecosystem that's home to many of our animals, the pronghorn antelope, prairie dogs, mule deer, coyotes, foxes, and more than 100 species of birds live in this area. And they are so beautiful, everything from bluebirds to the prairie grouse. And the grassland, it's actually divided into several distinct areas, each with its own opportunities for outdoor recreation and exploring. And the town of Upton, which is only a short drive from Newcastle and is part of the scenic byway, is completely surrounded by the national grasslands.
Excellent. So there's no shortage of beautiful sights to see. And speaking of the Thunder Basin National Grassland, it's a photographer's paradise just because of the fact that it's grass does not mean that it doesn't have a lot of opportunities for photographers. You know, some people would see grass and just say, okay, that's literally grass. But when you're in photography, you have a multitude of options when it comes to light that changes on an area that's typically pretty flat and open. And the Thunder Basin National Grassland is one of those. I captured one of my favorite time lapses in the Thunder Basin National Grassland just off of Highway 85. Definitely worth the stop.
And like you said, it's so diverse. You know, you see everything from the beautiful Black Hills trees to the sage and those plants that most people never experience. Like I said, the prairie chicken is definitely a huge part of our ecosystem out here and just amazing for, like you said, for photographers.
Absolutely. So going back to the history of the area and along this byway, there's a lot of historical sites that are available along this drive, including in Upton. Could you give me a little bit of background on those?
So we always say, you know, again, wide open spaces, get off that main road and experience the beautiful scenic drive on Highway 16 from Upton to Newcastle. You can visit places like Old Town. The community of Upton, Wyoming has been restoring this town since 1997. It's a work in progress. You can see an entire city, a town, not city, being formed. It's interactive. There's cabins and buildings, and it's just a great stop along the road. You can also see the Red Onion Museum in Upton, which is an experience in itself. Upton calls itself the best town on earth. I think that's interesting, and it's a great description of that area. So when you come into Newcastle, we have our own Anna Miller Museum, which again is historic. There's historic buildings on Main Street. Our claim to fame a bit is the site where Teddy Roosevelt once gave a speech. Things are very historical in Newcastle. The courthouse was built in 1910 by Charles Randall. And if you want to find another hidden treasure full of history and intrigue, you want to follow the Beaver Creek Loop. And it's throughout the foothills of Weston County, and the entire area is rich with history and just great sights and things that you're not going to see along the interstate.
Fantastic. A great way to experience the history in this area for sure. All right. So the Black Hills themselves are such a hidden treasure, especially on the Wyoming side. That makes it a great place to disconnect from life and step back into nature. Linda, what is your favorite way to step away from the world in the Black Hills of Wyoming and Western South Dakota?
Well, I am a hiking person, and I love to hike new trails and paths all the time. And in Wyoming, again, every season holds a new and unique experience. For me, in the spring flowers are so unique and beautiful, and each year they're different. And summer, we have, you know, beautiful cool days and nights. Another thing about Wyoming, we don't have a lot of bugs. which sounds like a silly thing, but if you're a person coming into our area, we don't have a lot of mosquitoes or things like that because of our elevation. But in the fall, the colors are just majestic. They're gold and orange and purples, and it's just so, so beautiful. But if you want to cool off in the summer, we have a lake called the LAK Lake. It's outside of Newcastle. You can boat and kayak and swim on that. So there's a lot of diversity in our area. Again, you got to really be an outdoor person to love our area. And I know I've said this several times, but that's what we're about, is wide open spaces. This is an area where you can come with your family and experience bazillions of stars at night. Just the beauty of not hearing a car and not seeing another person. And for us, we think that is amazing.
Absolutely. It's one of the most serene experiences you can have in general. But when you come to Wyoming, you get it in one of the most pure ways as possible, just because of our population density itself alone. 6 people per square mile on average. Linda, there are some great overlooks on the Black Hills Scenic Byway. One of my favorite is the Salt Creek Overlook, but there's also lots of pull-offs. Would you say that these are suitable for larger vehicles as well, such as recreational vehicles?
Yes, I think they're very well put together so that when you stop along a lot of those little places along the scenic byway, that'll tell you some great information about the area. If you have a camper or a boat or even a semi-truck, you can pull over on those spots, comfortably get out, read the information, and then go back along your way.
Excellent. That's great information to know. A lot of our listeners are going to be traveling in high-profile vehicles, and knowing which byways have a place for them to stop is very helpful. So coming back to outdoor recreation and being an avid hiker, let's talk about some of the trails. How about Serenity?
So we do have several hiking and biking trails. There's the Serenity, the Flying V, and the Mallow. Each one of them has camping available for both tent and trailers. And there are numerous trails for off-road vehicles. You can do fishing, boating, swimming, and a lot of those activities on these trails.
Excellent. And so if you're coming out to the Weston County area, would you say that there's a great place that you would recommend for making your base camp for these areas?
Okay. So our area is so diverse. For the camper, the person that wants the nice hotel room, or the person that wants the history, we have a lot of those opportunities for people to either stay or, again, as we said, camp. Something that's unique in Wyoming that other people don't know either, too, is they do allow fires, open fires. It's such a diverse area that there's a lot of areas you just pull off and camp. But again, as I said, we do have great hotels. We have the very historic Flying V. That's a very old hotel. They have camping opportunities there as well.
Fantastic. Sounds like there's no shortage of great opportunities to make base camp in Weston County. So Linda, as we wrap up here, what do you think sets the Black Hills Scenic Byway apart from other drives in Wyoming? And what is your favorite part about living along the byway?
First of all, it's just the wide open spaces. There's just no place on earth where, again, the beautiful Black Hills is along us. But you can go along this drive and honestly not see another person for a while. And we think that is amazing in our area. You know, the Black Hills, the national grasslands, there are so many opportunities to get away from everything. And I tell you, with, you know, our 2020 experience, now's the time to reconnect with your family. And there's no better opportunity than taking them on a trip where you don't get a lot of internet. So you get to do that thing called car games and visit with your kids and look at the stars and point out there's an antelope running alongside your car. And for myself, you know, I'm individual. I love to be out in the quietness and the stillness and see these animals that most people only see in a zoo. So again, experience wide open spaces in Weston County.
Absolutely. And good point about the cell service. Who knew Wyoming is a place with no cell service, yet you have a greater connection to people here?
Exactly. And that's what we need to do again now.
Talking about activities in the car, my final question for you is, what is your favorite song to listen to in the car?
Oh, you put me on the spot there.
Oh, yeah.
I am a product of the late 50s. Oops, let you know how old I am, didn't I? So I like to roll the windows down, all four of them, and put on the most jamming music I can find, anything from Sister Sledge to Barry Manilow, and just like to rock out in my own way. So it is a cowboy state. And of course, I like to listen to Chris Stapleton and some of those guys. But again, you're in the wide open. Roll those windows down and crank it up.
Fantastic. Well, Linda, I'm going to have to dig out my Sister Sledge tape. It's got to be around here somewhere. But thanks for talking with us about the Black Hills Scenic Byway today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's always a joy. We love our Wyoming State Tourism Department. You guys are always so helpful and wonderful to all of us.
Oh, thanks, Linda. That means a lot. Well, listeners, when you're visiting Wyoming, make sure to travel responsibly. Don't forget to follow along on our social media channels and use hashtag Wyoming and hashtag That's Why as you post. As you plan your trip to Wyoming, visit travelwyoming.com for travel resources, articles, and trip inspiration. See you in the next episode of Hello Wyoming. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.